You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
At six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Hi, hello. And everyone here, I'd like to welcome you to ENN. I'd also like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
I'm like a hummingbird in bed.
Excuse me?
I'm like a hummingbird in bed.
I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
Yeah.
That is troubling. Who else should I say good evening to? Let me say good evening to myself, sure.
Steph Curry. 4-year, $215 million extension.
Like I said, best broadcaster on planet Earth. I'd also like to say good evening to the great big fella, Chris Carlin.
You big dumb idiot. What are you doing?
Thank you. A lot happens on this program, in case you can't tell.
Oh, my goodness.
Am I right?
You missed
the last night was about the only good thing that happened at the stadium.
Thank you, Brian. Also, I'd like to say ENN tonight brought to you by Deep Eddy Vodka. Please day drink responsibly. Michael, there's a whole lot going on in the world.
Well, then tell us.
You know, because we're here trying to do the program, as the great Ray from North Carolina said, and talked a lot of Yankees today, but we also talked Knicks and our very own Brian Windhorse, a.k.a. Windhorse in Space.
Windhorse in Space!
He's not impressed by the Knicks' moves thus far.
I was kind of surprised by the decisions that the Knicks made. They really brought back the team, and they're paying them a lot more money. Probably the most surprising contract is Derrick Rose getting $14 million a year over 3 years. Now, we haven't seen all of the details on that and whether it's fully guaranteed. They did go out and sign Evan Fournier. Evan Fournier led the French to a victory today and said he wanted to re-sign with the Celtics. Celtics apparently didn't want him, and so he moved on to the Knicks. But the Knicks just sort of spent a lot of money and only maybe marginally got better, and that comes a couple of days after the draft where they traded back in the first round two times. And so they had all this momentum, and look, they didn't have a free agent that they could land. It wasn't like Kyle Lowry was ready to come, but they just sort of were blah. And maybe it works out. They overachieved last year, but I thought they were at the precipice of leaping forward, and I'm just not blown away by their free agent period.
Well, neither was I, Wendy, but I think there's more. This can't be all there is. I mean, that's the last thing you want to hear on a date, but that's what I feel about the trade, the free agent deadline. There's more. There's got to be more. They don't have a point guard. You can't tell me that Derrick Rose is going to be your point guard. I'm not going to accept that. He can't be a starting point guard. He's a really important player for them. He cannot handle starting minutes. Well, His knees can't handle it.
And if he is going to be that, then forget about him lasting the length of the 3-year contract.
Absolutely, or the length of the season. There's just no way. Look, he fizzled out at the end of the Atlanta series. He was done. They were playing it. I know why Thibodeau did it out of necessity. He had nobody else. But now they have an opportunity to get somebody else. You have to get another point guard. It can't be a combination of Rose and Quickley. Quickley's not ready to be a point guard.
Joe Judge supposedly livid after the big brawl at Giants practice today.
When's the last time you were legitimately livid?
I was making an face dead.
Livid. When is the last time I was livid? Like, I get slightly peeved.
Right. Shut up! Shut up, Jimmy!
Well, there it is.
That wasn't even livid. Was there a time on this show when I've been, I don't know if I've ever been livid on this show.
I don't talk to people who care about Don Larson.
Did you at all think about Ray when the guy from North Carolina called in?
I hate you.
No, I mean, I think about Ray a lot, but
I mean, he has a similar accent.
I guess it's a North Carolina thing, but he didn't say
anything. I go flop the hogs every now and then.
But he didn't say anything nasty to me, at least.
No, not at all.
He is the worst, sloppiest announcer I have ever seen in my life.
He wasn't wrong after I went back and watched the footage.
Yeah, you're sloppy.
Put on your T-shirt and get the hell out of that.
And what street did he have you walking on?
Fourth Avenue.
Send him up there on the Fourth Avenue and let him walk up and down the street.
Wow.
Like, listen, it's one thing. I do wear T-shirts on the air, especially right now. But that T-shirt that I was wearing that day and the angle that we have at the Yes Studio, which is different than the angle I have at home, he's not wrong. I looked like a sloppy pig.
Sloppy pig.
Sloppy pig.
I will never approve of him being on your program.
Program.
That's people's favorite part about it, by the way, is the program. So Joe Judge supposedly angrily addressed and punished the Giants for this team-wide brawl. During the first padded practice of the year, it started when Evan Engram retaliated after a late hit to running back Corey Clement. Jones said that he didn't get injured in the fight, and he said that players got the message from Judge. Do you want to hear from some of the G-men?
You know, they were very, very verbose. I definitely don't want to hear the Daniel Jones thing, and I don't want to hear the minute 30 thing.
From Logan Ryan?
No.
How about 29 seconds from Logan Ryan?
I'll be Robin Quivers. G24.
All right. How do you move past this fight as a team, Logan?
Great, man. It's football. You know, it's a physical sport. You're not, you know, tough or chippy. You know, I don't know if you can play this long. So it's football. Everything there is in between the lines. We'll pay our, you know, pay our dues. But I mean, we're great. Me, Evan, we're locker buddies. You know, so we'll be fine. Whoever else is involved. You know, I think Daniel Jones might have jumped in there. I think Aaron respects Daniel. So I mean, this stuff. I mean, you might write about it, I'm sure. But this is a football team, and practice gets physical and chippy. But everything is left in between the lines for sure.
I think he's right. They will write about it. It's a good
call.
Also,
it's not a big deal. Football team fighting? Wow.
God, it's so...
Stop the presses.
It's like the most predictable... You know what? That would be a great top five from Don. Top five predictable headlines that you get every year.
Baseball. Best shape of his life.
Oh, that's about whoever?
Yeah.
That could be every sport, by the way, Michael.
True.
A veteran. A veteran player, quote, in the best shape of their life.
Right. A football fight and camp.
That's a really, really predictable one.
Coach irate.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You know Zach Wilson shares a birthday with TB12?
I do know that, yes.
It was yesterday, right? Yesterday or today?
I think it's today.
Today? Today. Let's hear from Zach Wilson on sharing a birthday with Tom Brady.
I mean, it's pretty dang cool. I'd say one of the craziest parts is I think I was one in his first year in the NFL, so pretty crazy to think about.
Why not tell him that if you see him?
I'll have to say something to him.
I got to tell you something amazing right now.
What's
How about
that?
This? How about this? Tell me if I'm wrong. Daniel Jones sounds just like Eli Manning. Zach Wilson sounds like Tom Brady.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I hear it.
Listen one more time and tell me he doesn't actually sound like the man he shares a birthday with. Listen.
I mean, it's pretty dang cool. I'd say one of the craziest parts is I think I was one in his first year in the NFL. So pretty crazy to think about.
Why not tell him that if you see him?
I'll have to say something to him.
I swear to God, if you had told me that was a Tom Brady clip.
Well, they're both kids from California.
Wow, but also...
No, but you know what? No, he's from Utah, right?
Pretty dang cool. And just the inflection. Guys, tell me, am I crazy? I really think he sounds like Tom. Tom Brady. Now, speaking of quarterbacks.
He's starting ZW2, I heard.
Is that true?
That's what I'm hearing, yeah.
Also catchy. Also catchy. I'm excited for Z-dubs. Dak
imagine
Press-
if he becomes a spokesman for B-dubs. Z-dub?
Z-dubs at B-dubs.
Hey, everybody, this is Z-dub for B-dub.
Yeah, it rolls right off the tongue.
The Jets have wings, and you should too.
Ooh. Michael, go ahead and sit out the next couple plays. We'll get back to you.
Wow, I thought that was clever.
Right here around 6. We'll be back around 6:17.
All right.
The day after suffering a right latissimus strain that kept him off the practice field last week, Mike McCarthy said that Dak would throw in a few days. That's a quote, by the way. Quote, few days. But after a planned meeting with medical staff, the determination was made to keep Dak from throwing a little bit longer.
Not a good thing.
So next week, supposedly.
Now, speaking of people with arm issues, Jacob DeGrom spoke today.
What did he have to say?
They asked him if he was concerned he might not pitch the rest of the year. He gave the very encouraging answer, at this point, no, but I have to see what the next scan shows.
God,
this isn't good.
Isn't it weird that DeGrom has simultaneously had, like, this brilliant season mixed with, like, now this is obviously the worst moment. But this isn't the first time there's been a weird thing. It's like the fifth time. It's been like a constant, he's doing great and what's going on with him simultaneously.
And it makes you wonder, is he doing great because he's doing things his arm shouldn't be doing? Nobody should throw that hard that consistently.
Deshaun Watson missed practice for an undisclosed reason, according to David Culley, the head coach down there in Houston. Who the hell knows what's going on with Deshaun Watson? It's going to be a long, awkward, dragged out process till we figure out what the deal is there. How about something positive here? A little Olympic news. KD powers the dream team of Jace past Spain into the semifinals. Durant, 29 points, 95-81 win for Team USA into the medal round against the winner of Australia and Argentina. Ricky Rubio dropped 38 for Spain. The most ever against Team USA in the Olympics or any other major event. Isn't that crazy?
That's the most ever?
Ricky Rubio's 38 points is the most ever scored against Team USA in an Olympic or major international game.
So when the Russians were fixing that one year, they didn't score more?
But I got to tell you, Michael, I'm waiting for the explanation. The idea, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here because no one hates the Olympics like you and Don LaGreca. But this whole thing of that the Russians weren't allowed to have a team, so they have this ROC instead, is maybe the dumbest and most embarrassing thing I can recall in sports.
Well, I don't even know if it's dumb. It's insulting.
That's what I mean. Insulting. That's the right word.
So all these guys and gals that were part of a systematic, widespread cheating scandal, they're competing, but they just can't have the Russian flag and they can't have the Russian national anthem. Stop it. It's an insult to all of us. And then that swimmer who said, it's kind of difficult, the U.S. swimmer, it's hard to be in the pool and you don't know, you know, what's on the up and up. And they got mad at him. Well, what? He's right. He has history on his side. They cheat. They systematically cheat. And what? you let them appear in the Olympics. It's awful. So what was the punishment? Nothing. They got the same punishment as the Astros. And then the excuse is, well, it's not fair to the players and the athletes because it was Russia that cheated on their behalf. They're the ones who took the drugs. Maybe not these particular people, but there are certainly players and athletes that were part of that. So everyone has to be affected. Everyone should have been shut down for this cycle through.
Also, with regard to the Olympics, Simone Biles completes her mini comeback and wins the bronze medal on the balance beam, her seventh career Olympic medal, tying Shannon Miller for most by an American gymnast. So after removing herself from several events, she decides to do the beam. She gets the medal. She said, quote, "I wasn't expecting to walk away with a medal. I was just going out there and doing this for me."
Brandon Cuddy of NJ.com reporting the Yankees say they have claimed outfielder Jonathan Davis from the Blue Jays.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
LeBron James has a friend in town.
Who?
Carmelo Anthony joins the LA Lakers on a one-year deal. Lot going on in Los Angeles.
I love the thing he sent out on social media.
I know, it's very cool.
Very cool.
Lakers also agreed to terms with Kendrick Nunn and Malik Monk, as well as Talon Horton Tucker, or Talon Horton Tucker. I call him THT.
Right, most people do.
I Dwight, flush it.
That's right, Dwight Howard also will be in L.A.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't go back to L.A. last year. That was odd. He won a championship with them and then went somewhere else.
A lot of comparisons being thrown out here to the Lakers team that had Gary Payton and Karl Malone.
I was thinking the same thing. Really, a lot of players in their twilight, and you're expecting one great run out of them. But Anthony Davis is not in his twilight.
No, he's the one who's not. One great player is not in his twilight on that team. Steph Curry gets another $200 million deal, this time 4 years, $215 million for Steph.
That's $52.5 million a year. But do you know that when you take inflation into account?
That's more than that. Your math's not right there, is it?
Four into 200.
That would be 210.
Okay, you're right. You take inflation into account, none of these contracts, these massive contracts, come close to when Jordan made $38 million in the last year with the Bulls. It would be commensurate now to like $58
million. Well, this is close to that at least.
Yeah, it's close, I guess.
But didn't beat it.
Nope.
Chicago Bulls making a lot of moves, including getting DeMar DeRozan from the Spurs. Over the last 24 hours, the Bulls add DeMar DeRozan, Lonzo Ball, and Alex Caruso.
But did not extend Zach LaVine. And at the Olympics, he said he thought he has outperformed his contract.
How much is left on LaVine's deal?
I think another year. It's got to be a year for you to extend it in the NBA.
God, he would have gotten big money this time around.
I'll get it next year.
Hell yeah, but guess what? He'll get it next year. That's right. The Minnesota Vikings have released cornerback Jeff Gladney after being indicted on a felony assault charge.
And he was a first-round draft pick last year.
And he supposedly assaulted the woman he was previously in a relationship with. Team put out a statement following our review today of the indictment against Jeff Gladney. We've decided to release him immediately. We take these matters very seriously, and we condemn all forms of domestic violence. Due to the ongoing legal nature of this matter, we were unable to provide further comment.
When do these guys start to get it? How dumb are they? Animalistic are they? When do they get it? You can't do this.
The guys who beat up their girlfriend?
Yes.
I will never. It's something. If you don't do that,
you can't understand it.
You can't understand it. That will do it for ENN today. Which, by the way, brought to you by our friends at Deep Eddy Vodka. Deep Eddy Vodka, 10 times distilled and made in small batches. Taste the difference for yourself. Please day drink responsibly.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.